One day before the start of the summer meet at Saratoga Racecourse, members of the thoroughbred racing and tourism industries gathered in the Spa City to share their thoughts on the racing season. Mary Ann Barker, owner of Impressions and The Dark Horse, two gift shops in downtown Saratoga Springs, said the summer racing season is her Christmas.
We look forward to this every year. I'm not sure our business will be the same without it.
Neither likely would the city itself. From late July through Labor Day, the Spa City's population more than doubles. Brian Strotter, owner of Turf Hotels, which operates five hotels in the Capital Region, said staff prepares for a busy season with few days off.
You know, one of our hotels was forecasting they're going to be full 17 days in a row. You got to hit it, you got to get there, but that's hard.
Strotter, Barker, and others spoke on a panel hosted by the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce at the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame, just across the street from Saratoga Racecourse. At sunup Friday, it's a safe bet you'll catch visitors lining up outside the gates of the famed flat track. That means a lot to Hall of Fame jockey Angel Cordero. He contrasted Saratoga with the lack of excitement he sees at other tracks.
Racing is good, the prices are great, but the crowd doesn't show up much. I love when I come here and I see people at 5:30 hanging on the door trying to come into the racetrack.
This summer season comes just weeks after Justify took the Belmont Stakes, winning the Triple Crown just 3 years after American Pharoah broke a 37-year drought. It's all but ruled out that Justify will race in the Traverse, the meet's top stakes race. But the Chamber, in partnership with local marketing company Fingerpaint, has launched a public campaign to help bring the horse back to New York. Regardless, the Triple Crown winners have greatly increased interest in the sport, says thoroughbred owner Tom Bellhouse.
After a successful Triple Crown, it's been tremendous. We always used to joke the most important day in New York racing was the Preakness.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, whether we have Belmont. But it's been a huge shot in the arm for people's interest, and we get a lot more inquiries after a Triple Crown.
Attendance at Saratoga in the last few years has been up. NYRA, which operates Saratoga Racecourse along with Belmont and Aqueduct, has invested heavily in its tracks and digital access. This year marks the debut of a new premium seating area called The Stretch. Attracting the next generation of fans has been a goal of racing regulators. Trainer Tom Morley says that's all great, but efforts to attract young fans need to continue.
I constantly have emails and telephone requests from people from around the globe asking if there are positions to come and work for me, and God only knows why they'd come and work for me. There's a lot better people out there to go and work for. So the fact that they want to come and work for me is probably a very good indication that that you know there are still people coming into the game. They still want to get involved. Probably my biggest donor is under the age of 40. That is a huge indication of the fact that people still want to invest, still want to enjoy, and still want to be a part of it. But we've got to stay in front of the eight ball.
The 40-day meet begins Friday when the gates on Union Avenue open. Tuesdays are dark. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.